Hello and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. So the way these calls work is, first I'll tell you why we do them, and then I'll give you a short teaching, and then I'll lead the listeners into a remembrance session where we can go deeply into our hearts and get that sense of support that we all need, and that sense of balance and centeredness. So that is why we offer this. We believe that a world where everything and everyone can thrive, a flourishing world, is possible. And we believe that business is a great vehicle for moving the world in that direction. And it will need masterful leaders who do make decisions, who do show up, who do operate from their highest intentions and their most balanced state, their centered state, where they're in touch with their values, they're listening to their deepest truth when operating will be what's required. And that takes practice. Mastering leadership takes practice. So we offer this weekly class, or we call it a class, this weekly remembrance session, opportunity, dive into your deepest essence as a way to help people practice that, to access that, to know that it's available, which it is 24/7, 365. So once you get in the habit, you'll find that your things are shifting and you're operating way more from your heart than you are from your ego, and that your decisions will be better for you and for others, and your life will become much more joyful, fulfilling, and easier, actually. So that's why we offer this as an oasis to check in with. So let's talk about our teaching tonight. So this kind of came to me. I was teaching a class last week, regarding how to hold others accountable. And it dawned on me that, wait a minute, you got to start at home first. It's like charity starts at home, but so does accountability. So this teaching is about being accountable to your own values and principles. So keeping 100% true to our core values and life principles is difficult. And no one that I've ever met does it all the time. The little white lie, the excuse given for not following through on a commitment, the bias and judgment toward another, whether spoken or not, based on how they look or talk, these are a few examples that cause just a twinge of regret, or even shame in our heart, in our belly. That's at least where I feel it when I kind of fall into that trap. It seems easier to just shrug these off as not so bad and then make a commitment not to do it again. But what about making it right? What about confessing the lie and correcting the record? What about owning up to your missed commitment and taking responsibility for that? What about taking time to revisit a person you judged with an open heart as opposed to your biases? This is taking responsibility for your actions and thoughts. This is personal accountability. So if we let it go, it doesn't let go. If we let this, transgression, however minor it might seem, go, if we shrug it off, it doesn't let go. It leaves a mark, a little stain on our heart, a bruise on our integrity. And this can accumulate over time. In fact, it does accumulate over time if we don't clean it up, causing pain and loss of belief in our own goodness. And that's where people get off track. That's where they live a life that's on the miserable side of things as opposed to the joyful side of things. So the antidote is self-reflection and surrender with a little bit of mercy to ourselves, surrender to our humanness, and surrendering to the need for spiritual cleaning and support. We're human. We do these things. We fall off the wagon, so to speak, of integrity, of accountability. So cleaning and support of our heart is the way to not have that stuff build up and clean up. It's like cleaning the rust off something washing and waxing the car and not letting the paint deteriorate. So the remembrance is like salve for that wound, treatment for that affliction. And we ask for help to see what the error was and wisdom for how to make amends if we can. So not to let these things just sit there and we say, oh, well, I won't do that again. It's to actually make it right. And that's true accountability. That's true living up to your values and principles. And it's truly taking care of yourself, because we won't have those wounds, those stains, those bruises that don't go away, that leave scars. So that's our teaching for tonight. Let's go into remembrance and see. We can do a little cleaning tonight, do a little accounting tonight. So we always start where we are in our humanness, which includes physical, emotional, and mental states, as well as our spiritual state, because we are spiritual beings, different than other forms of life, unique in that way. So let's start where we start. Let's check in on our state of being physically. So feel your feet on the floor. Feel your rear end in the seat. I'm in a chair, so I can feel the back of my chair against my back as well. Notice the effects of gravity as it keeps us here. You might feel a weight. You might feel, lightness, actually, maybe a sense of floating, or somewhere in between. So what is the effect of gravity, and what is the quality of that effect on you and on your outlook? All right, now let's go back to the bottom of our feet and let your feet feel the contact, the bottom of the feet to the floor or the ground, wherever you are. And allow your feet to melt. Allow your feet to merge with the surface that it's connected to. You can do this. Notice the structure in your body, the skeletal structure that holds you upright and allows your muscles and connective tissues and organs to stay in place. Allows you to move around. Notice the musculature. Notice your organs. And as you're kind of checking out your body, you may notice places that are uncomfortable. There's an ache, a pain, some sort of uneasiness. Just check it out. And now bringing your attention back to your feet and that melting into the floor. If you tune in really carefully, you'll also notice there's some other thing going on. There's an energetic connection as well as a physical connection. For me, it feels like a low-level electrical current flowing up from the earth into my feet. And this is that core energy that everything is connected to. And in fact, everything is energy. It just shows up in different levels of denseness. But everything's connected. And this flow runs through us and runs through everything we are part of. So feel that flow into your feet and follow it up your legs, your knees, your upper legs, your sits bones, your gluteal muscles, your genitals, your lower belly, lower back. Feel that flow. Your stomach area, solar plexus, middle back, shoulders, arms, fingers. If you tune in, you'll notice the palms of your hand is a very strong gathering place for this energy. If you tune in, you'll feel maybe like a round energy spot in the middle of your palm. How about your chest? Energy flowing there. Into your neck, we hold back a lot of the time what we would like to say, the truth we'd like to express, hopefully in a kind and loving way, but it can get caught in there, so it's another area where we can find a block in our, or a constriction in the energy flow. You may also notice places where you're holding tension, just physically holding tension, your muscles are tightened up. And when you notice these, you can just allow them to relax. So let's continue up your face, your chin, mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, scalp. All right, and now kind of taking a step back and you're noticing, taking the whole thing, the whole physical, being in that energetic flow. And nothing to fix, nothing's wrong. It's just your state of being at this point, that the activities of the day, week, month, year, life have brought you to. So we're just noticing so that we have a starting point to compare to when we finish tonight. All right, good. Now, what's your emotional state? Things have happened. It's been a day or a night, depending on when you're listening to this. What's the emotional state right now? Feeling happy-go-lucky? Calm and at ease? Are you noticing a little anxiety or apprehension? A little sadness, maybe? Maybe a little frustration, a little annoyance, full-blown anger? What is your emotional state? A little worry, maybe? All right, and this is all connected. Our emotional state affects our physical state. Our mental state, which we're going to go to now, affects both our emotional and physical states, and vice versa. It's all interconnected. So your mental state, so bringing your attention to your mind, not the content, but the activity level and the quality of that activity. Do you feel centered and calm, or turbulent and scattered? Is it racing or comatose, somewhere in between the two? And how does that affect your emotional state and your physical being? Is it enlivening? Is it calming? Is it bringing it down somehow? Just notice. And now all three, physical, emotional, mental, the combo, the package. How is it? Again, it's okay. It's just what it is, like the weather. Our states come and they go. We can affect them with how we treat ourselves, with how we take care of ourselves, both physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. But it's not constant. It's a ever-changing state. All right. Well, let's go to our spiritual state and let's use our breath to go inside, to drop in, to get into a state of reflection and contemplation. So our breath is a great tool, a great asset for helping us drop in. So take a few easy breaths. Noticing what happens when you inhale, the tightness that occurs, the filling up, and the relief when you exhale and let go. Let's take it a little deeper. We'll do a series of box breaths. That's where you breathe in to the count of four. You hold at that top of the inhalation for four. You exhale to the count of four and hold at the bottom for the count of four. And we're going to do that three times. And on our exhalation, really let yourself go. Really drop in. Really just allow yourself to descend into your deeper being. So breathing into the count of four. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Two more times. Okay, hopefully you've dropped in deeper, your world is opening up, the distractions are at bay for now. If not, you can use your breath to bring it back inside as we move through the session. But let's tune into the state of your heart, your spiritual center, the doorway to your deepest essence. So bringing your attention into your chest a couple inches below your sternum, imagine you're in there. And what is the state of your heart? Is it feeling open? Is it feeling receptive? Is it feeling soft? Or is there some tension? Is there some covering? Is there some resistance? Is there some weight? Or does it feel light? If it had eyes, is it looking out in anticipation or behind in fear or down in sadness? What is the state of your heart? Again, it's nothing to fix because there's nothing wrong. It's a state. It's our starting point. So now, add your remembrance, your word or phrase that for you symbolizes the source of everything that you need. Everything you need in any situation, in any point in time. Always available. We just forget. That's why we call this the remembrance. So start repeating your word or phrase slowly inside, in your heart, allowing it to take you deeper, and just notice what happens. And keep opening, keep dropping in, keep letting go. I'm going to go for 8 to 10 minutes, and I will be occasionally guiding. So just continue to repeat. You find yourself up in your mind, that's normal. It's your breath and the remembrance to take you back inside. There's no way to do this wrong. Just set your intention to go deeper, to listen, to notice while you're repeating the word over and over. Noticing any place where your heart feels hurt, scarred, unwilling to open. And just keep remembering into those places. Now, if you're aware of, a shortcoming, a time that's still in there that's bugging you where you feel a little regret or shame for not living up to your values and principles, allow that to open and put the soothing, forgiving, calming, compassionate water of the remembrance right on it. Let the remembrance wash that place, clean that wound, ease that hurt, heal that bruise. keep opening, keep dropping in, keep letting go. And now ask your heart if there's anything required of you to complete this process of cleaning, of healing, in terms of making an amendment to someone or whatever it is that you notice, that hurt that you inflicted on someone else or yourself, and yourself usually. A lie that needs to be corrected, an apology given, whatever your heart shows you is the right next thing to complete this moment of accountability. And we've only got a minute left in our time, so just keep going. And know you'll have time after the call to continue to your own sense of completion. Okay, so as I said, keep going if you feel there's more. And I guess I'll leave you with this. When you do make those mistakes, when you do violate your own values and principles, clean them up right away. Don't let them linger. Don't let them fester. Don't let them dig in and embed themselves in your heart. You will feel immensely better, and the people around you will totally appreciate that. All right. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye for now.